G'day, Trent.
Hello, mate. How you going?
How are you, champion?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got them humming? I know there's a few injuries there after the Auckland Nines. How are they going?
Yeah, no, they're going all right. They're certainly sick of training. They've had a long a long pre-season, had a good 3 months, but they're going really well. So we've got a trial against Ipswich this Saturday, tomorrow, and weekend off, and then Bulldogs round one. So should be good.
It's the last serious workout. We urge everyone to get down there on the peninsula, Pittwater Park. 6 p.m. will be the kickoff, so a little bit of a different time, but 6 p.m. will be the kickoff of the main game, Manly v Ipswich. We asked the same to Jason Taylor about half an hour ago. Trent, what do you want to get out of this?
I just want to see him do some things that well that we've put into practice, I guess, over the last few months, and just get out the... blow out the cobwebs, I suppose. There's a few of the guys, well, most of the squad, this will be their first and only trial, and then there still is a few spots up for grabs in our side. So they've all got a lot to play for, but certainly would like to get through with no injuries. That'd be lovely. But I can't control that, but just want a nice solid performance from them so they can go into round one with some confidence.
Trent, it must be interesting for you. I mean, you played a lot against the Manly Seagulls. There always seems to be a bit of an aura and a belief the Seagulls play with a certain way, and you've got a lot of the old school Seagulls still there, and now you're coaching them. How does it feel? Is it a different sort of a feel over there at Brookie or Narrabeen where you train?
Yeah, mate, it's exciting for me. Manly being a club with a lot of history, and certainly, I didn't win too many games when I played against them. So it's nice to be on the other side of the fence for once. But I'm really lucky with the squad that I've got. You know, we worked pretty hard to put it together and had to do it in a pretty quick amount of time. But I think it's a pretty balanced team. As I said before, we need some luck and we need to keep them all on the field. But you know, I'm really happy with what we've got. And you know, if we can play to our ability and if we can play to how I think they can, well, you know, hopefully we can have a successful year.
Trent, you know a little bit about 5/8 play. What are you liking, and how far advanced is Dylan Walker as a first-grade 5/8?
Yeah, he's been really good. He played 5/8 throughout his whole junior career, so yep. It was somewhere I've had a bit of an eye on him since he was about 15. He's been a terrific junior and came through and won a grand final at South in the centres. But I think from the moment he stepped into that role at training, he looks comfortable. Okay. He's a natural 5/8, and it's certainly not worrying me at all that he'll do well there. He's ultra fast. He's very strong, and he's got a good short pass and a long pass. We've had to do some work with his kicking, and that'll take some time. But everything else, he's fitted in really well. And him and Dally and Brett Stewart are going well together.
Will he be a running 5/8, an organising 5/8, or a, you know, creative 5/8?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of everything, to be honest. His strength is his running game. I'm pretty lucky there with Dally that he can run the football as well. So they're both going to have their fair share of organising too. Comes with a position, but it also helps with Brett Stewart at fullback, who's very experienced and a really good talker and a good leader in the side. So, as I said, there's a good balance there, I think. There could be some, I certainly hope from round one to round 26 that they just keep improving. If they can do that, they'll be going well.
And you've got a great front man, hard man in Nate Miles. How's he going?
Yeah, he's going really well. He's a terrific leader, Nate, and that's why we bought him. He just does everything right. And it's important that you've got good senior players, and I've certainly got that. But he's been terrific, not just for the young front rowers, but for all the squad. And he ticks every box of training. He's very professional. There's nothing that he hasn't seen in the game. And, you know, his knowledge is invaluable to me and also the rest of the team.
And, mate, Jake Trbojevic, he got that head knock over there at the Nines. He's okay?
Yeah, he's good now, Jakey. He's just got to not put his head in the wrong spot again, especially on Conrad. not the smartest thing to do, but we're working with him on that. He's just that sort of player. He wants to hit everyone as hard as he can every time, and you got to pick his mark a little bit. But we'll keep working with him on that. But he's a real talent as well, and he'll have a good year.
Yeah, he's a good kid, and the brother looks good as well. Mate, any other youngsters there, Trent, we should know of?
Oh, Tom, Jake's brother, Tom Trbojevic, obviously, just said he's going really well. And he'll start the year on the wing, and we'll be able to interchange him a little bit with Brett Stewart if Snake's ever injured. And he's coming along nicely. Young kid Jesse Ramian in the 20s, he played in the 9s. He's going okay, so we've got a few there. Liam Knight is going well. He's a young front rower that we've got at the club, and he's trying to extend his contract at the moment, but he's going well, and he'll see some first grade this year, I think. So we've got plenty of depth, and hopefully we don't have to dig too far into it.
And finally, one from me, mate, that step up from the assistant coaching role into this full-time role, has that been a big challenge or just a natural transition?
Yeah, I haven't found it, certainly haven't found it overwhelming, but it's just been busier. I think as an assistant, you can concentrate purely on the football side of it, and I've always done the attack when I was at Penrith, and you don't get to do quite as much coaching as you did when you're an assistant because there's so much other things to handle, and I think the peripheral things outside of the actual football team take up a lot of your time, but you just got to be good managing your time and discipline with your day, and you know, once you get into a routine, it's like anything, and you handle it as it comes. But so far, I'm really enjoying it. We haven't lost it many games yet, or any games yet. I'll have to handle that along the way. But so far so good,
mate. Trent, thanks for your time. Good luck. We urge all those Seagull supporters to get out there. Pittwater Park's going to be the 6 p.m. kickoff. It's a $15 walk up there, so there's plenty of games kicking off from 2 o'clock. Thanks, Trent. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, fellas.